Hey guys, welcome back to my second episode, and you are listening to A Brighter Day. So I'm so excited for today. Today is Monday, and I'm super excited to share with you guys about what's going on in my life. I have a very important topic today to talk to you guys about, and it is, ready for the drum roll, ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. That was a weak drum roll, but value. So maybe it's not like the most like spiciest topic, but I definitely feel like it's one that we definitely should delve into. And I just want to get right into it. So let's do this. So the very, a few days ago, I was talking to a friend and she was mentioning to me about how, not directly about value, but more so about the whole issue of comparison. And I feel like we've all been there, myself included. We've all been in that place where we're just like, see on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and it just seems like everyone else out there is like doing it up major. Like they're like living their best life. They're graduating college at 19. You know, somebody went into medical school, law school, engineering school, or whatever at 10 years old. And your homegirl that you haven't seen, you know, she's over here, popping out her fourth kid, no problem, no fertility issue, no anything. And I feel like you just kind of like, it's easy to get in the headspace where you're just like, that person has it easier than me. That person's living life in like a totally different lane. While meanwhile, it's 12:20 on a Monday. I have no bra on. I have baby throw up on my shirt. I have, you know, my husband's slippers on and some, you know, pajama pants. It's just kind of like, there is no correlation. What your life looks like and what my life is just like totally different. So my friend was just like literally saying like she was having a hard time because she was struggling with like thinking everyone had it easier and better than her. And so she would just get in this like negative space. It was making her extremely, you know, sad, depressed, everything in between, and, you know, kind of wanted to fill out and see what's my take on it. And so I've had a few conversations about this topic, like with different people. And also I totally can relate myself because your homegirl's been there and felt that way before too. And I'm nobody, that hasn't gone through it. I think everybody has definitely gone through it, especially like I said, with social media. It's really hard, you know, but I really wanted to talk about it because it really, you know, comes from a place of like our value and like how we see ourselves. I feel like in this like day and age, it's really, really easy to get caught up in what the other person's doing, what the other person has, what the other person is experiencing. And we're putting so much energy into what other people are doing that we're not even putting that like same energy into what we're doing. And it really, really is harmful because A, it keeps us stagnant in like the place we're in, but then B, it's really about talking to yourself in this like negative like space. And that is something that I feel like we just definitely don't need. You don't need added negative weight to your journey and to what you're going through. You need positive reinforcement. You need, you know, good things in your life and things that are going to make your life a lot more brighter. And so I could totally relate to this, having this value that feels like it's not measuring up or not like where it needs to be in my personal life. But before I get into that, I just kind of want to talk about like the importance of value. Value is really important in the way you see yourself because A, everything that you do is going to flow from that. If you have a poor image of self, you have a poor, like, you know, sense of your value and what you bring to the world, to your relationships, to your school, to your work, to anything, then you are going to flow that same energy out, which means you're not going to do your best in school. You're not going to do your best in relationships. You're not going to do your best. You're really giving like a portion of really what God has given you to really thrive in your life. So let that first sink in. I can relate to this because there was a time where my value was something that I super, super struggled with. I come from a past of abuse. A lot of you guys that follow me on Instagram probably like remember me saying this because I kind of mention it frequently because it is a part of my story and I just feel free to share it. But I did have some abuse in my life. And because of that abuse that I had in my childhood, it really took a toll on my self-worth and my value. It really made me see myself in a light that was not good enough, not desirable enough, not this, not that, not this, not that. And it really was super harmful to me. Then the more I grew up, I carried, I feel like, this negative self this negative self-image with me about who I was. So when I got into middle school and I was starting to beat at like my own drum, so to speak, I felt like I couldn't be myself because people were picking on me and making fun of me and saying that I was this or that. And it really did something to me internally. It reinforced those negative self-thoughts and those perceptions that I had of myself in a bad way. And so when I got older and I started to date, it really, really, really infiltrated into that area because I got with somebody who didn't, you know, mind you, we were really young. We're like in eighth grade, I think, when we started to date. So we had this relationship that was super bad. And the way that we related to each other was putting each other down, making each other feel bad. And it was a pretty toxic relationship. And so I ended up staying in that relationship for a long time because I felt like my value and my worth was not measuring up to what maybe somebody else's was. And I compared myself a lot to other people, like, oh, I'm not pretty enough, maybe that's why this relationship isn't working out. Or, oh, I'm not smart enough, maybe that's why this relationship working is out. Only if I was smarter, only if I was prettier, only if I had this, only if I had that, maybe then that person would see me. They would see me for the person that was valued enough to treat right. I didn't have any idea in my mind that it had everything to do with that person and not me, in the sense of how and why they were treating me that way. But to be allowing myself to be treated that way, that had everything to do with me, because I had the power at any given moment to stop it from happening. And I was choosing to allow it to happen because I didn't see myself the way God seen me. And at that time in my life, I really just didn't even think that there was this God who like loved me this much and who like cared about me and who like wanted the best for me and who wanted me to be my best person. Like, I just thought God was somebody that you prayed to when times were a little bit hard, and that was that. And I realized when I started to battle in this area that God was so much bigger. And so I'll probably get into my testimony at a different time, but value was such a big deal to me, and it caused me to really have a different experience because I wasn't valuing who I was. And so that's why value is super important, because it can keep you in this place that you shouldn't be. Like, when God looks at you, he is just gaga and gooey-eyed. And I didn't ever really think about this until I actually had my son. When I look at my son, guys, I'm just like, oh my God, I think he's the best thing ever. Like, I think he's the cutest, the beautifulest baby I've ever seen. I think everything he does is magical. I think that he is just the smartest, that he's going to move mountains for God, which you heard it here first. I'm sure he will, because I'm putting that affirmation on his life. But I felt like he was just everything. Like, I look at him and he's everything to me. And so what we need to realize is that when God looks at us, he looks at us that same way. He sees us just like you see your child if you have one. Or maybe you can relate because you see your little brother, your little sister. Or maybe you can relate in the way that you would look, you know, at maybe just another random innocent baby that you see. Like, they're just perfect. They're not perfect because they are making mistakes, right? My son cries, he whines, he doesn't want to nap sometimes. But I don't think of that when I look at him. When I look at him, I just see how much I love him and how he needs to step into the fullness of what God has for him, because that's that, you know? And that's how God sees us. He sees us as the best thing ever. He doesn't count every flaw that we have, and he doesn't see that when he looks at us. He sees somebody who needs him, and he sees somebody who he loves and he takes pride in. I think that we have this bad perception that that's not true. And somewhere along the lines, the enemy, he blurred that for us. And he has us focus on the bad things. He has us focus on like the things that don't matter, that truly, truly don't matter. He has us focusing on things like our weight and our height and our ability to get things done and our ability to not get things done. He has us focus on tasks instead of focusing on the things that are important, like treating people with respect and kindness and love and all those things. And because of that, it really distorts just everything that God has for us. And it really like changes things. And so when I was talking to my friend, I was just saying, like, look, you know, I remember I was listening one time, like I said, I liked listening to podcasts and like different things. And one time I was listening to Rick Warren, who wrote The Purpose Driven Life, which is a really good book. And I totally, totally recommend it to you guys. But he wrote that book and he talks about how, you know, he lives in an affluent area. He's originally from Orange County. And in that area, there's a lot of wealthy people. So people are always like, well, I'm not happy. I'm going on vacation. Maybe they're going to the Bahamas or they're going to France or wherever they're going. And then when I get there, I'm going to be so happy because, you know, I'm actually, you know, living my best life there because I'm like Cardi B because I stepped on the white sands of the Bahamas or something. And now is going to be the best time. He's all, but what people don't realize is when you get to the Bahamas, when you get to France or wherever you're trying to go, you're still there. And guess who's in charge of like those negative feelings? You. So it's not about where you go. You know, it's about the person that's going with you, you know? So if it's like, if you're the one that's looking at yourself in this like negative space and this negative perception of who you are, then it's not going to matter if you go to the Bahamas because you can go to the most beautiful place on earth. You can go to Bora Bora if you want. And guess what? Your homegirl's still going to be there. She's still going to have her problems, still going to have her hurts and hangups. So you have to deal with it. You know, if you're feeling like, you know, things are happening, you just have to deal with them. You can't just like put them under the rug. It just does a disservice to not only yourself, but everyone else that you come into contact with. And that's all we want for our lives. We really want to be in our best selves. We want to be living our best life. And so that is a little bit about that whole situation. But, you know, I think that we like really have a hard time when it comes to the way we see ourselves. And it really does have a lot to do with social media. I mean, I feel like there's been times when I've compared myself, like I said, to people on social media, but I feel really bad for like the generation that comes after me because the generation that's younger than me, they have a whole different era of like problems in the sense that like when I was growing up and I had a poor image of myself, I just had to go home and then there was nobody there but like my mom, my brother. So it was almost like this like safe haven where I didn't have to feel like that at home. But now with social media, because there was, oh, by the way, there was no Instagram and Facebook when I was in like middle school and whatnot. I'm hella old, just in case you guys didn't know. There was like literally no social media. I think that like the first one that came out was like MySpace. And that was when I was in high school, I think, that I actually started to use it. Like, I think it was maybe even the end of high school. So I really didn't have too much to do with it. So, but like for your guys' or I don't know if you guys are younger than listening, but for like the younger generation, the ones that are in their 20s right now or whatnot, like you guys have a whole different issue because you guys go home and you guys still have to see those hater people on Instagram. And, you know, I have also like had, you know, issues like my own self. And then like I've heard other people that like, even if you're not even friends with somebody, you find yourself on their page. So you're like going out of your way to, you know, to compare yourself to other people, which is like mind boggling. Cause you like, when you say it out loud, it's just kind of like, wow, like, why would you do that? Right. But it does. So it's like, it's pretty wild. So I really feel like if you are really struggling in the area of like your value and self-worth, I really think that like I've even done it several times is like having a detox of social media, like really having a fasting where you kind of like spend your time pressing into God and into the word, into what he says you are, and then kind of like get rid of social media for like a good week or something. Some people even go for months. I think like the longest time I went was for like maybe 6 months. It was definitely a good amount. I'm like out of breath too, by the way. I didn't realize these podcasts were going to like make me lose my breath. That wasn't a Beyonce pun either. But yeah, so I really recommend like having a detox for social media. Like I said, I've done it several times and it was pretty good. It actually made me think so much clearer and so much more into what God says I am and not so much into what others like say that I was or how I should be, you know, because there is like this like pressure to be a certain body type and, you know, all those kind of things. And anytime you kind of get caught up into that, it means you're looking to the world and not to God for validation. And that's a scary place to be in because that really becomes like a trickle effect where It starts with little things like comparing yourself in a picture because maybe your body's not the same. And then it ends in like, you know, the whole behavior and like trying to behave like the world. And God called us set apart. He didn't call us to behave like the world. He called us to behave the way He is and to act how He is. And the way the world and God is, the way that, you know, those behaviors are very, very different. And it's really important to remember that. So that is my spiel on value. That is what I think about it. And that's like how it relates to my life. And I just really wanted to share that because I feel like we really needed to have a conversation about that. I mean, even myself, I needed the conversation. Like I need to remind myself like, hey, don't compare your mommying abilities to somebody else's, you know, because it's really easy to look at social media and everyone's pictures and be like, I'm a badass mom, like, and not in a good way, you know, like, oh my gosh, I didn't take my kid to the park today. And, you know, I seen hella people took their kids to the park. I'm losing it major, you know, or things like that. You know, it's super easy, but it's like, you know, I don't know. First of all, that mom could have had a day off and that's why they're at the park. I don't think of that. Instead, I'm comparing my busy ass schedule and everything I had to do. And then on top of that, like telling myself I should have took my kid to the park, you know, I mean, it's just as a, you know, little analogy or metaphor or whatnot. That's just kind of how like I can do it, or that's how you can, it can be. So I just really, you know, I think maybe, you know, we need to start seeing ourselves in God's image and not in man's, and really focus on that. And so I pray that if you're having a good, having a hard time in this area, that you would really just call on God to really help you, you know, address that so that you can move forward, because there's so much freedom in that when you're able to see the value in what you add, because you add so much value. Like you are so unique. You were created on purpose by a God, no matter what your circumstance was, to live and be your best self and to serve, you know, to serve in whatever talent you are given, you know. And I think that we really put that to the back burner when we start to think that what God's given us isn't good enough or comparable to what someone else has been given. And instead of doing that, we need to be able to be happy for other people too. You know, I think that's another thing, is that you, what will get in the way of that for you is if you're not able to clap for other people. It's so important, especially I think as a woman, to clap for other women and to clap for other people when they have done well. If you're not able to do that, there's a huge, huge, huge problem. And you're never going to get to your place of desire until you do that. You have to let go of strife, and you have to let go of anger, and you have to let go of all that negative energy, because it's not going to make you better. It's not going to put you in a better place. It's going to bring you down. And so that's something else to meditate on, because I really, really, really feel like that's a whole other spiel probably that we can get into at a later time. But I really wanted to focus today on the value, and I'm so glad you guys came out to listen to me. Thank you for putting your AirPods in or your regular earphones or whatever it is that you listen to today. And I really appreciate it. And I think we should just go ahead and close out with a prayer. Dear God, I thank you for each and every person that's listening to this podcast today, God. I thank you for their life, God. I thank you for who they are and who you've created them to be, Lord. I pray that you would just speak to them, Lord, that you would just show them who you are, God, that you would show them the plans that you have for them, God, that you would open up their eyes and really help them to see that you are a God who can be trusted. You are a God who has their best interests at heart, and that you want the best for them, that you're not, you know, in a place where you have a desire to treat them wrong or to do harm to them or to cause them pain or hurt, that you have every desire to uplift them, to make them be the person that they were supposed to be before the world tried to tell them anything different, God. You want to help them be who you've created them to be. You want them to walk into the light, into who you've created them to be, in their purpose, in their talents, and everything that that is. And that starts with having a relationship with you. That starts with seeing themselves the way that you've seen them, God. You said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is nothing wrong with us. You see us like we are a complete child of God, that we are perfect and no blemishes and anything. And God, I pray that everybody would see themselves like that. I pray that they would be seen for that beautiful person that you've created them to be and nothing less, God, that they would not pay attention to the negative self-talk of themselves. They would not pay attention to the people that have told them they were less than or not good enough or not doing enough or, you know, didn't measure up in any way, God, that they wouldn't pay attention to those voices, because those are not from you, God. Those voices are not from you. Your voice is a whisper. Your voice is kind. It's loving. It's gentle. It's helpful. It is all those things. And it's never been designed to bring you down. It's always been designed, God, to lift us and to put us higher so that we can walk into our purpose and our plan, and so that we can truly, you know, be a steward and a servant of who you are. So I just pray for everybody that's listening to this, God. I pray that you would just continue to help them in their lives. I pray that this day would bring you glory, that they would touch someone's life today in anything that they do. And I pray this podcast would continue to shine light on who you are and nothing else, that it would bring your name glory and nothing else. And I pray that all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, God. I'm on a roll. Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this podcast. And thank you, God, for giving me this platform to kind of share everything. I'm super grateful. And I just want to end today's podcast or today's episode with, I keep saying podcast, but this is an episode. Okay. I'm going to get it together. I swear. But I just want to end with something that's bright in my life. Something that's really, really bright in my life today is just my husband. I think that I don't always give him the praise that he deserves. And he's been somebody who has really shown me what my value is. And I think that's really important in a partner. He's somebody who reminds me that I'm worthy, that I'm lovable, that I'm kind, that I deserve to have everything that God has for me. He truly shows me what it's like to be a husband that, you know, pours into his wife, but he shows me like what it's like for a man to truly love a woman wholeheartedly with no judgment and with no, you know, reserves. Like, he doesn't care, you know, about anything but like making like me happy and our son and like, and working hard for our family. And, you know, he's truly a servant to God. He doesn't ever ask for anything. He's just like the best like husband ever. And I love him so much. I'm so grateful that God put us together, that he had a plan for our lives, because our story, which probably I'll get into at a later time, but it was so different than what it looks like now. And he really reminds me what it's like to be loved by God. And he really helps me continue to press into God. And I think that's really important in a relationship more than that. And also, I feel like on the topic of value, like I said, it's like he's really shown me like what I deserve. And I think in a partner, it's so important. Let your partner be somebody who speaks life into you, guys. That your partner should be somebody who makes your days brighter. Your partner should be somebody who strengthens you and challenges you at the same time, and in a loving, kind way too, not in a harsh way. You know, that is somebody who I feel like God desires for us. And that's somebody who's going to really help you like grow into the person that you're going to be. If the person you're with isn't like loving you and isn't like, trying to help you grow in a loving and nice way, but also challenging you, and then also not like, you know, dealing with your BS at the same time, I mean, then that person's not for you. There shouldn't be any aggressiveness or meanness or harsh talk to you in order to get you there. I mean, I don't believe that that's the way at all. And at least it definitely never helped for me, because I've had both types of relationships. And man, Hugo just makes me want to be a better woman every day. And that's the kind of person you should be with, someone that makes you a better man or a better woman. And if that's not for you, then I would really, really, really invite you to call on God and ask him if that's the right relationship for you. So that's really what's making my life brighter today, and is having a husband who is supportive and kind and loving, and that really values me, and that I'm able to in turn pour back into them all those loving things as well. And so I hope you guys have a really, really great day. I hope you guys are having a fantastic rest of your week, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye.